Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Hefner reaches third base with a triple. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hayes settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Tipton moves to third. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hefner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grace strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berardino. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan scores. One out. It's 5-1, Browns. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Berardino steals second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Browns. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Newsom moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Newsom moves to third. Potter moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Siebert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Newsom scores. Potter scores. Moses moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-3, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 9-4, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing first base. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a pop-up towards first. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lodigiani hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 4. the Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Glenn. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Glenn steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Glenn moves to third. It's 10-4, Browns. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. Glenn scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Nels Potter. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.